This is Creepy and Geeky, a part of the Morbidly Beautiful Podcast Network. Welcome to Creepy and Geeky. I'm your host, Robert, and on today's What's Your Favorite Double Feature episode, Christy Adams joins me to talk about Killer Workout and Death Spa. Christy is the co-owner of Nightmare Toys and Nightmare Cafe. Welcome back to the show, Christy.
Hello. Thank you for having me back.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a good double feature.
It was pretty good. One felt was slightly better than the other. Well, but we'll have to find out if we both agree on that. what was it? Because, you know, I put it out there for you to, offer some suggestions. And this was the one you suggested, and I immediately took you up on it. What was it that was the reason why you wanted to talk about these specifically?
A few reasons. Number one, I love my 80s cheesy slasher horror movies anyway, and right. I've seen these a million times, so I love these. Number two, I think it's just an awesome double feature, especially for someone who hasn't seen either one of them, or maybe one of them.
Right.
I think it's a great double feature for the context of both movies, and they're also underrated. I mean, a lot of people don't talk about them either.
Right. Since I got into horror heavily, I've heard them brought up here and there. Not a ton, but especially recently with the release of Murder Size.
Right.
That kind of brought those back to attention again in a lot of ways, because I know that they were fans of that as well, of those movies, and that's kind of what inspired them.
It's an homage to the workout movies from the 80s.
Right. It was an interesting double feature. I'd seen Killer Workout before. I hadn't seen Death Spa, but there were bits of Death Spa that I remembered. And I think maybe potentially that was because it may have been on one of the In Search of Darkness movie or documentaries. I'm not positive. I wouldn't be surprised. Those things are so chock full of 80s craziness that I would not be surprised. But yeah, so let's go ahead and start with Killer Workout. That was the first one that came out. That was also titled Aerobicide, which was interesting because both of these are currently available as we're talking. They're currently available on Tubi. So if you guys want to check them out, go check them out. But the version of Killer Workout, it says Killer Workout on the menu screen, but when you play it on the title screen, it says Aerobicide.
Yeah.
So that's supposed to be
like the original title, I think, Aerobicide.
Probably.
And then they have that little homage to it in there when the girls are doing the tagging. The
spray paint. Yeah. And it's yeah, and it's so funny too, because it says Aerobicide and then Death Spa on it as well. So
yep.
I kind of think Death Spa stole that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Since Death Spa did come out later. But yeah, Killer Workout is, the gist of it is that there's a serial killer going around and killing the clientele of a workout place. Because in the 80s, it was health culture and there were all these workout places where aerobics was huge and weight lifting and everything was going on, and you couldn't go anywhere without seeing a place like this. And both of these movies kind of portray that mostly fairly accurately, where it wasn't just about going and working out, because nowadays going to your local Planet Fitness or whatever, it's really just about going and getting your getting exercise. Whereas in the 80s, it was also a social thing. You would go there, you'd go talk to people, you'd maybe meet somebody, hook up, and so it was very much, where the good looking people went to, go get fit and, go hook up. And
Right,
so,
is what they did in the
yeah,
80s.
exactly. So yeah, it this one's interesting because this one's like, a typical slasher, in that way. But
Right.
yeah, tell me what you really like about this one.
Again, I know I like my slashers, like you said, it is a typical slasher,
Right.
but then you have it screams 80s, so 80s with the hair and the clothes and the music, the soundtrack, and just the characters, the actions, fight sequences are hilarious. They're
Yeah.
so cheesy. They're almost not even touching each other. It's like
Right.
funny.
This one's funny because it is definitely of the two, it's the less it feels like it's the smaller budgeted one, in
Right, it
terms
is
of
the
makeup
smaller budget.
effects and the acting. Like, I don't recognize anybody in this movie.
Anybody? Nope.
And then in the next movie, there's several recognizable faces in it. But yeah, no, this one's totally more low budget.
It's a little less complex. You still get the little tiny twist sort of at the
Right.
end, sort of kind of a thing. And you kind of do in Death Spa too.
Yeah, there's a nice twist
Kind
in
of
this one
thinking
as to
about
who the killer is. It wasn't like, I would say it's fairly unexpected who the killer is.
it.
You could probably figure it out, but I think that it's a nice twist to it. But yeah, this one's just, straight up slasher. Somebody's going around killing the clientele. Some new hotshot employee comes in and seems like maybe he might be the killer. There's lots of red herrings as to who the killer is. There's several like guys who are the, red herrings. But they either get, dispatched quickly, or the one guy who they really think it is, is obsessed with the owner of the club and ends up dying by the end of it, and it's not him. So
Which wasn't it funny to see like somebody else wearing like a mask of his face? Did
was it?
you hear that? Yeah, he was having a dream of that.
Remember now.
Yeah, he's having a
And
dream of that in the locker room, and then the
oh,
cop
right.
woke
Yeah.
him up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. No, that was funny.
And the cop was weird a little bit, wasn't he? And then,
Yeah.
of course, you find out at the end his weird
Yeah.
backstory to go
Yeah.
along with the other little backstory of the whole movie. Yeah.
There was it was there was There were things in this that overly complicated it,
Right.
that just didn't make any sense, or didn't make enough sense to the overall. But yeah, this one was really kind of silly, and not like in a not in an intentional way, where you would think that, because the both of these really play it seriously, which is funny. You would feel like, something like Murder Size, where it's obviously playing it for camp and playing it for laughs, whereas these two were really like, okay, we're gonna play it straight, we're gonna play it super seriously, and stuff just did not come off that way. Like you said, that fight scene between the two guys out in the parking lot was just ridiculous. It was so like looked like they were not. I mean, to be fair, they weren't connecting, and I thought it was funny too. The guy who was playing Chuck. Was also one of the stuntmen during the whole movie. So it's like, obviously either he just did his own stunts and that's why he was listed as stuntman. But yeah, it's just funny. It's just so silly.
And you have the aerobic montages every so often
Yeah.
throughout the movie, so you can see the women moving and
Yes.
the whole sexual thing about it, their boobs
I will say
jiggling.
that's what made this one funnier to me than the other one too, because This one had a lot more of the focus on the aerobics and the gyrating and all that, very much the male gaze, sexual, like looking at these women who were like grinding and doing all kinds of stuff during the aerobic sequences. Whereas the other one was funny because they weren't really doing aerobics. You didn't see it too often. They did it a couple of times, but mostly what they would do is they had like these weird little dance sequences.
It was more
So
dancing
it was, yeah.
than the I believe the actor that was the teacher in Despa, when you see that little dance sequence and you see
Yeah.
his feet moving, I believe he's an actual choreographer.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it. Yeah, it seemed very like, 'cause a lot of that was very choreographed, like very like, just moving back and forth, doing all kinds of dance things. And I did read that the location that they were using was a former dance studio. So it makes a lot of sense why it was more dance focused instead of, aerobics focused like the first one was.
I was thinking that too, being a dancer, when you see his feet, I'm like, okay, well, that's not aerobics, that's
Yeah.
dance, because he's wearing dance shoes with the leg warmers, how they did it back. The
Right.
dancer kind of had their look back then with that. So I was like, yeah, that's more
Right.
dance than
Yeah,
aerobics. But
exactly.
yeah.
Yeah. No, it's there's some weird little subtle things if you know certain things like that. Yeah, it's definitely you can tell the differences and stuff. And yeah, no, that first movie, Killer Workout, definitely has a lot of that. There's not, I would say it's interesting because there's not a ton of nudity in either one of these movies. There's, a little bit here and there in both of them.
Despa has more though, because Despa actually has frontal nudity.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, in the shower sequence and stuff. Yeah. And then yeah, there's well, and apparently from what I saw, and we're jumping ahead and everything, but apparently from what I read was that several of the women that were in the shower sequence where all the women are at that time, several of them were hired through like a porn agency. So, which makes sense. I mean, if you're gonna want just background women to just be nude, that would be the best people to get, people
Right,
who are
because they
already
don't
comfortable
see me.
doing that. Yeah. So, but
Fact
yeah.
for
So what?
fun fact for everybody.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I did find it interesting that like that first of in Killer Workout that there is, it's a lot more. It felt like even though there's more nudity in the second movie, that the first movie was more sexual, like gaze because of all the aerobics sequences that they really focused on. They'd get real close up on the women's crotches and their butts and everything. It was just like, okay, all
And
right,
see the
calm
movements
down.
that they're doing now. Come on.
Oh,
Okay.
yeah.
I'm sure it was a great workout,
Yeah, I'm
but
sure it was.
some
But
of
the
it was a
movements,
little
well, because she even
sketchy.
calls her out, even the owner of the thing calls out the girl who's teaching it. She's like, okay, let's actually focus on the exercise and not those moves you're doing. So,
And I can guarantee you this too. Even though the outfit, for me being the girl watching this, the outfits were really cute. Just I
oh, that,
love 80s stuff.
yeah.
But there is no girl going into the gym wearing heels though. Okay. And all these girls
Right.
are all wearing heels and heeled boots. And I'm like, come on.
I
But
mean,
that's 80s, but yeah.
yeah, it was the 80s. There was lots of heeled boots and everything, and lots of heels and everything. But yeah, no, nobody was wearing boots in
No,
the
we're
gyms,
not
even
wearing
back
heels in
then.
the
Even in the 80s, they weren't doing
gym.
that
It's so funny.
bad.
That's where the
Yeah.
whole flexy thing comes in. You got to put the heels on with the outfit, not
Yeah,
tennis
yeah.
shoes.
Oh man.
Gotta
Yeah,
love
no,
it.
and like it, and it wasn't, it was pretty, it wasn't fully equal opportunity, but they had definitely they focused in on the men and their muscles and had their arms always out and some of them with their shirts fully off and everything. So
Short
it
shorts.
had some kind of equal opportunity there. Not as much for sure, but definitely was, it was interesting. And the story, we're gonna go ahead and spoil it, but the killer turns out to be the owner of the club because in the beginning you do see the sequence where a woman gets into a tanning bed and the tanning bed malfunctions somehow, and she burns in it, and you think she's dead. And for the longest time, that like this just weird opening, and that's it. They don't focus back on it at all, and then it comes back around that she was the one who was inside that tanning bed and had gotten burned over what 70% of her body.
Yeah.
And you see later on, she's there at one point earlier, you see somebody take a wig off and put it down on the thing, and you're like, oh, somebody's pretending to be somebody. But then later on, you see her put on the wig over her very badly burned back of her head. And then you have to kind of go back and go, wait, was her body covered up the whole time? And it was. She'd been wearing stuff that covered up everything up to her neck, head to toe. And with her wig on, you would have never known she was burned. But there's a sequence where she goes in to take a shower or whatever, and she's like nude from the top up. And so you see her breasts, but they're like with the makeup on and everything like that, supposed to look like burns and everything like that, just look like really bad makeup.
Latex pieces or something.
Yeah. And so, I thought that was an interesting thing. I didn't, I, you know, it didn't fully ring. Now here's the thing. Slashers' motivations are always terrible. Every slasher you see, they always have the worst motivations. And so this is no different, but her motivation was basically the cop, and the cop calls her out on it. The cop
Right.
suspects who she is, says that, because she got burned, she can't, she's jealous of all the pretty women, all the good-looking women in the gym, and that's what she does. She goes to start killing everybody. And it's like, if that's really her motivation, that just seems really weird to me. It doesn't seem
Yeah.
like a very good motivation, because you're just killing off all your clientele, or killing off some of your clientele, and all the rest of them are running for the hills because they don't want to be there anymore because they might die.
Right.
So,
I was thinking the same thing. It's like,
yeah.
this is a little silly, I guess.
Yeah.
And then you have the cop
Yeah.
and his weird story. I
Yeah,
mean,
about how
he's
his.
about to go kill her.
Yeah, he's about to go
Tells
kill
his
her.
backstory of his family, like his dad being psycho. And so that's supposed to like rectify him being psycho and him about to kill her,
Yeah.
his story. And but then she whacks him anyway and she wins anyway. And her gym's awesome. And now it's busier than ever.
Yeah, which is crazy. Like, okay, so like how does that make it her, how does that at all make her gym anywhere near like a popular place to go? They never caught the killer. So, oh no, well they do think the guy killed it. Yeah, so when
They
she
all thought
kills
it
the
was
guy, right?
right. So she's like the hero. So at
Yeah,
the end of the day,
that's
she's
right.
the
That's right.
hero. But why did they add in the cop and his little story right there in that happening? Because that was just a
I think that
total
was just to excuse him,
awful
his like
thing.
vigilante murder of her type thing. Yeah. It didn't really make sense. You didn't have to add all that in to just do it.
No,
Just
you
seemed,
didn't. No,
it
you
just
didn't.
seemed like it just seemed really weird. Okay, I'm gonna take you out into the woods and I'm gonna bury you out here. It's like, okay,
Yeah, with a
dude,
shovel. Yeah,
like
yeah.
chill. Just take her in. You'd be the hero of the thing, you know? But
I tell you what I like though, like with it's the first kill, and then it ends up kind of representing something towards the end too, with the safety pin.
yeah.
Like we see that in movies, and the
No.
first kills with this huge safety pin.
Yeah. And what's funny is that safety pin was definitely a thing that we had in the 80s. I remember those, that these safety pin keychains. Here's these giant, safety pins, is all it was. And she kills multiple people with that.
Yeah, she does.
And it's just, yeah, no, it's just wild. It's just such a weird, crazy movie. But it's as weird and crazy, like I said, weird and crazy it is, as it is, it's fun. It's got some interesting kills. It's got a, not the best story. It's a little overacted, and it's kind of
Yeah.
dumb. But and again, it's low budget. It's you can't expect very much from it.
Right.
You just go in looking for an interesting movie, and I think you'll be okay.
Easy fun.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, let's move on to Death Spa. And Death Spa. So I actually think I like Killer Workout better than Death Spa, actually.
Okay.
There's
Me too.
okay. All right.
Me too. Before you say anything, me too. I was thinking that because I figured you that would be a question you might ask me, maybe.
Yeah.
And yeah, I figured that out. And I've seen these a million times, but
Yeah.
now, yeah, me
Well,
too.
because Death Spa actually makes no sense. So
It's even more complex with the little
it's,
twist ending.
yeah, it's, oh my God. It's just,
Fun. It's still fun, though.
it is.
I
It's
want to stress
fun.
that.
It has its moments. There's more name actors in this. Ken Forey's in it, from Dawn of the Dead. And a bunch of other stuff. I just talked about him on another previous episode where he also had a very small role in a movie. And so it's weird that like he gets these roles in the 80s and then barely gets to do anything in them. So it's like, you know, it's like, can we give him a better role, please? You know, and then but Chelsea Field, it's one of her early movies. I know her mostly from The Last Boy Scout, where she plays Bruce Willis's wife in that one. But she's been in a lot of other things. And then what is her name? Oh my gosh.
What's her name? There's the black girl that was
Yeah, that
Eva.
was on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yes,
Yeah.
her, which is a nice surprise to see her at a young age and almost getting to see her
Yeah,
tatas.
it was funny too because I had to look her up because I was like, wait, is that her? Yeah, it's the one that plays Carlton's sister on
Yes.
Fresh Prince, the older sister. Yeah, I had to look it up. I was like, how old is she at that time? And she was 22, and it was her first movie role. And so she'd been on a couple episodes of TV shows before that, but this was her first movie role. But yeah, it was interesting. Like I said, there were a few people in here. I didn't know any of the main actors offhand. I don't think I'd seen any of them in anything before. And then, but yeah, it was nice to see a couple of the side actors being people who would either, you know, in Ken Forey's case, had been somebody before and then it just kind of worked in things. And then see Chelsea Field and I gotta look up her name because it's gonna bug me.
There's a couple other actors and actresses, and there's quite a good handful in this
Yeah.
one that I know I knew, just from other movies from back in the 80s or 90s or TV shows or whatever, what have
Right.
you. What was the other actresses? I'm looking it up too.
Karen
Alexis
Parsons. Karen Parsons was
Karen Parsons.
the woman from Fresh Prince.
Rosalind Cash, she's been in a whole
Yeah.
lot of, she's the sergeant, she's been in a whole lot of stuff. Alexa Hamilton, she played Priscilla. She was the one that's part owner and then was trying to blackmail
Yeah.
him, that lady. She's been in several things I know of. Yeah, Chelsea Field, like you said. Joseph Witt, who played the doctor, he's been in several stuff in the 80s. Vanessa Bell Calloway, she was
Oh,
the
that's funny. I didn't recognize Joseph Whipp. Like I see his picture here and I recognize him, but the character he played, I did not recognize him like that because with the mustache and everything else, it threw me. So, but yeah. Yeah,
Similar
no,
cast.
it's an interesting cast. It's an interesting story because this one is again about another workout place. This one's even more so like the not hookup place, but the social place. You know, everybody's hanging out, but it's more high tech. There's a whole computer system that's running things. You have to have a card to open up your locker, and everything's automated and can be run straight through the computer system that the owner's brother-in-law is the operator of, the creator of. He created the computer program. And it's
More supernatural. This is more
Yeah,
supernatural.
this one's more supernatural, and I think that's what it was. There's so many layers to it because his wife died. There's this whole backstory of his wife dying, who like set herself on fire. She'd gotten a back injury, where she had to be in a wheelchair, and then
It was
oh,
giving
because
birth.
the she was giving birth, right? She was giving birth, to their child. The child didn't live. She it messed up her back, and so she was confined to a wheelchair, and then she suspected him of cheating. And there's no real resolution to that either. He says he didn't, and you're meant to really believe him. But it's kind of still left up in the air whether he did or not. And so she, basically, I feel like just in her despondency, she just was just like, she lit herself on fire and killed herself. But then her spirit is haunting him and the gym, from that point on, or like a year later, that's when everything starts to
Haunting
happen.
David, because David's her twin brother.
Right. Well, she's taking over David to have a physical form, but she's also just in, like, she's inside the computer system and she's in his dreams, but also, like a she also has a not necessarily a physical form, but she's appearing in front of other people because she appears in front of the doctor, the parapsychologist. But yeah, and that's what made it so wild, because it's like there's so many layers of what was going on, like, because she was possessing her brother, and everything, and it was just like, and that's the thing too, is like all these red herring things. Because meanwhile, so the guy, the owner of this, is dealing with all this, but he's also having to deal with his lawyer and his partner trying to take the gym away from him, like undercut him and get it away from him, which, I mean, it didn't make any sense other than the fact that they were just bad people.
So some of the things that were happening within the gym were their fault, but then the other things that were happening in the gym was the fault of the ghost of, or whatever, calling the of his ex-wife.
It was so much going on. Like, it was just, and then meanwhile, he's now having a relationship with a new woman that had been around before her death, before his wife's death, and that it was the woman she suspected he was ch cheating on her with. But she claims nothing was going on. He claims nothing was going on, and it likely wasn't anything going on, but who knows? But yeah, it was just, I don't know. This one, I think because it was so all over the place, I think that's why this one didn't really work for me as well. It still had some great moments here and there, but the internal like logic and consistency of it wasn't there.
Yeah, it was a lot going on for, because what you're thinking of is, okay, so it's the spa that's haunted and killing everybody, which that's what's happening. But then you find out all this other stuff and all this other backstory. Maybe if they would have just simply had some sort of weird, simple story of it just being the spa being haunted or something, and then instead of having all this other stuff, because I feel like, did you feel this? I feel like the brother also just had some sort of infatuation with his twin sister too, in some sort of way. They had a connection. He talked about how they always had a connection because they're twins, obviously they have connections. But it also just kind of seemed like he had an infatuation with her too.
Well, and that might have been
It's
due
a
to
weird
her
connection.
corruption and possession, that, maybe that was enhanced even more. But I mean, it's again, it's never really explained. There's no real depth to why she really did any of it, honestly, like, other than that, just she was mad at him, mad at the her husband, like, and for, again, for weird reasons, like slashers just don't have good reasons.
Well, could both maybe be somewhat sort of like a revenge in a way then?
Well, definitely, I think this one was a revenge on her part thinking that she was had been slighted, that you know he had been cheating on her, and in when she was at her lowest, and you know that definitely plays into that for sure. I think that was her motivation completely, but it just because it was just I don't know, because there was so much going on, it was hard to understand if that was exactly what was happening or if not. And I mean, honestly, that's probably all it was, but it just felt like because of everything else, it got muddled. It got muddied. You know,
Yeah.
the overall story got muddied a lot more in that
Yeah, it's a
than
little
it
more
probably should have been.
complex.
Yeah. But yeah, no, this one was interesting. Like I said, it had some good moments. It especially when she was the ghost was, you know, manipulating people. Again, another gym with some weird areas in it. It had a well, the first one was mostly okay. This one had the creepiest, weirdest basement going on in there. It was like overly long.
Yeah.
There was all kinds of stuff just down there. It was like, I would really hope that most places, like, don't get me wrong, I know basements are for storage and everything like that, but this one just had so much going on in it that it was just like, why? What is going on down here?
But why are we even going down in the basement? That's
Well,
the
because
other
she was
thing.
teasing the, like, she
Right,
was, you
right.
know, trying to get the one girl down there. But yeah, it was just, and then got the parapsychologist down there also. Yeah, it was just, I don't know. These movies were so wild and weird. But they're, I mean, you know, again, I think that it's that late 80s, like mid to late 80s, you know, kind of, it's fun to go back and watch something like this because these are the kind of movies that we think of when we think of the 80s. And I mentioned it before on some of my other episodes that really the latter half of the 80s, you know, 85 to, you know, 90 were really what we kind of perceive as the 80s with the neon and the day glow and the big hair and all of that going on. This is what that kind of, you know, these were the movies that kind of pushed that the
They
way that
embodied
look.
that in today.
Yeah, exactly. And
It did
especially
have a
with the
cool,
workout culture.
it had a cool costume party that was going on too
Yeah,
with
they had a weird little
Tim.
Mardi Gras party where everybody was dressing up. And again, it seemed really weird. Okay, people are dying. Something's going on with the machinery in here, but we're gonna go ahead and have this party. And the owner, he said he didn't want to do it, but his co-owner and the lawyer were just like, no, we need to continue this party. After the party, we can shut down whatever. You can shut everything down, but we have to have this party.
Yeah.
And so it's like, it was just crazy. And then we almost had another, like, you know, another burn person in a tanning bed.
Right. That girl gets a lot
Yeah,
because
yeah.
she gets the sauna first, and
Yeah,
then she
with
gets the tanning bed,
yeah.
and then I think she tries to do something else to her or something after that. It was like, Jesus, this girl goes through a lot in there.
If I were her, I would have run for the hills. Like, dude, you are not
Yes.
worth it. Not with your ex-wife like haunting everything. Time to
Can I
go.
mention something though too? So
Absolutely.
there are practical effects in this movie too,
Yes.
which kind of very silly and kind of odd for this workout movie because you have a practical effect of a fish.
Yeah.
The whole fish. It's like, what
I forgot about that. Yeah, the cop.
the it's a silly fish. And
Oh
that's
my God.
practical effects, and it has this weird face on it and everything. And but you do
Yeah.
get the practical effects in this one. There's really not practical effects in Killer Workout. It's more just like blood stuff, like, you know,
Yeah.
little kills, but this one has, I think, a lot more gore, blood, and practical effects than this one,
Yeah.
though, if you're a
Yeah.
person who likes that kind of stuff.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and there's a, you know, you get the, you know, she does have burns on her body after the sauna or after the tanning bed, and what else? There's that the one where the one woman gets the spike through her throat from the locker. So there's definitely some interesting kills. Yeah, the whole gym is used against them.
See, I
It's
like
just,
that idea, but I like the
yeah.
idea of the gym being haunted and all like the different things in the gym killing them. You know, like the blender on the hand,
Right.
the whole drink bar, you know, juice bar that's there. And
Right.
then you've got the workout equipment that malfunctions and does something. And then
Yeah.
the shower scene is actually my favorite. That's where you get all your nudity at, the shower scene. And then the tiles are
The
just
tiles are
flying
just
off.
popping up. And
Get
it's
out
so funny too, because you can
the
see the tubes behind the tiles, like that was a like doing the air for it.
Yeah, so I liked all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, adding in that whole other story with the ex-wife and the brother and all that happening was a little much for
It
this
was a
one.
little, yeah,
I like the
it
simplicity
made
of
it a
the
little more convoluted, and especially bringing in the lawyer and the co-owner trying to do
Oh, that
shenanigans
too.
on top of that. That was just like, okay, that's too much. Pick one thread, man. Pick one thread.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was it they were a lot of fun for what they were. And again, I feel like movies like this are more fun to talk about. And probably a lot more fun to watch with other people. You know, I tend to watch, most of these movies just by myself. So I don't have anybody to bounce off of and make and joke with and everything while watching them. But it's but I can see where that would, benefit from that as well. But yeah, no, I mean, they're good for what they are, and I enjoy talking about them afterward, because then you can enjoy the silly a little bit more
I think so.
when you're talking about it. Yeah,
Was this your first time watching them, or you said you seen Killer Workout
I'd
once
seen
before?
Killer Workout before, but
Okay.
this was my first time seeing Death Spa.
That's fine.
yeah
Okay.
yeah and I did like, it was so funny too, because in the very beginning they're doing this zoom in on the health spa. And it's called Starbody Health Spa. And lightning hits the building and it takes out some of the lights. And so then it just says Death Spa. It takes out all the lights except
Yeah,
for the
isn't
ones
that
that say
funny?
Death Spa. I was like, you know what? That's really great. I appreciated that. I was like, if nothing else, that was a good moment right there.
Yeah, I
So
like that. I did like that too. Because
yeah.
Killer Workout, it was just Rhonda's workout.
Yeah, it was just Rhonda's workout. Yeah.
Rhonda's workout.
Yeah.
A good
Yeah.
double.
Yeah, no, it's a great double feature. And if you want to throw in something else, I would definitely throw in Murder Size, make it a
Oh yeah.
fun triple feature. Murder Size, I think, is the better one of all of these, because it's really just a lot more fun. It definitely doesn't take itself too seriously. It knows what it is, and it is a lot of fun.
Well, they were doing a homage to all the
Yeah.
different
Exactly.
Drews in there. I love Drew. I talked to him about Murder Size a while back. We were talking about it and talking about him and Jessa's scenes and stuff, and I was just like, it's so silly. And I love Jessa.
Yeah.
I didn't know who I have to say I didn't know who she was before this, and then I just
Same.
completely fell in love with her with the movie.
Right.
So
I was
yeah.
so mad. I was so mad. Like, I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but like, I was so mad about that scene. And then like, because I was like, oh man. So she gets killed early on. And
Look at her boobs.
yes.
Just look at her boobs.
That's so funny. Oh my God. It seriously, anybody who hasn't seen it really needs to see it. That one's on Tubi as well. And I will be talking to I'm gonna have an episode with the folks at AMP Films.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so I'm gonna have them on the show. Probably, I'm gonna talk to them sometime in March, I think. Probably be out in April.
We're
So
gonna do OnlyFans.
I know, I can't wait. That sounds so good. So I'm like excited, because that's after they do the after they start the what's it called? The crowdfunding for that. That's when I'm gonna have them on the show. So. But yeah, no,
Maybe play a little part in that.
Say what?
May have a part in that.
Really? Awesome. That's gonna be cool.
They
Yay.
sent me a t-shirt a little while back to do some shirt photos.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm gonna say that, and yeah,
Sweet.
there you go.
Yes.
There, I know, and I haven't. I've said it once on my show, but I haven't really talked about it too much. So I don't
Oh, that's
know
cool.
how much they want to talk about it,
Yeah.
But yeah,
That's
you may
cool.
see me.
All right. Awesome. That
Yeah,
just made it even better. So,
I'm excited. Yeah, they came
yeah.
and so
Yeah. No,
very good.
definitely. I've talked to them a bit in private chats on Instagram and stuff, and we've had some good conversations and stuff. So it's
Very nice. And they
oh,
really knocked it out
totally.
of the park with Murder Size. And I
Oh
love
yeah.
Slasherette Party too. I don't know if you've watched that
Yeah.
one yet.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I went after I watched Murder Size, I went back and watched Slasherette Party and Streets of Vengeance on Tubi. All of those are on Tubi. And then I during Black Friday they had a sale and I ended up buying all three of those on Blu-ray. And then they had their first movie, Cinco de Mayo. They quickly put up like two copies up on their Etsy of that they had signed. And my friend Donna and I both managed to grab them. So I was happy about that. So,
Yeah, I
yeah.
still gotta get a
So,
copy of Murder Sauce.
say what?
I still gotta get a copy of Murder
Oh,
Sauce.
yeah, definitely. Yeah, no, I that once I saw the movie, I was just like, oh, okay, yeah, I have to own this. So it was really cool. So,
Definitely.
but yeah, no, it's it Murder Size, you know, I don't want to talk too much about it because I am going to do an
Yeah, that's
episode
a
on those
newer
movies
movie.
as well. Yeah. But
Newer.
it definitely is something that if you're interested in these movies, definitely go watch Murder Size as well, because it's a very loving homage to this era of 80s filmmaking. So, and yeah, no, and it's got great people in it. Like you said, it's got Drew Marvick and Jessa Flux and Ava Faye, lots of great people in it. So it's a
Agreed.
lot of fun. But yeah, no, these two movies. Is there anything else we haven't mentioned that you do want to talk about either one of
Don't
these?
think so. I think I mentioned everything because I wrote some stuff down, but I think I mentioned everything. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, it's you know, there's not a whole lot to talk about either one of these. They're goofy, fun 80s movies. Very, I think both of them are very low budget. Definitely Death Spa was a little bit higher budget. But I like I said, I do think I like Killer Workout better. You know, both of them, I'm probably not gonna watch them a ton. I'm definitely not as big a fan as you are of them, but there you go. Yeah. She just showed me her Blu-rays, Blu-ray copies of them. Yeah, she they're fun movies. But yeah, I think Killer Workout's the better one, for me. Yeah, it's it is for as low budget and as weird as it is, and you know, no name actors or anything like that. There's something about it that's just, I guess, is because it's more straightforward and isn't trying to be overly complicated, that I think that's what for me makes it just slightly better in that way. It, you know, it all the goofiness kind of adds to the charm of
Yeah, agreed.
it. All right. If you don't have anything else, we can go ahead and wrap up and you can let people know where they can find you online.
You can find myself on Instagram and Twitter. You can just hit my link tree on either Instagram or Twitter, and I'll take you to all of my other accounts. I have a Cameo, OnlyFans, and a whole bunch of other stuff going on. So my link tree has everything on there. And then I do have some other pages that aren't on my link tree, though. I have another Instagram page, the Christy Adams 702. So if you want to see some more of my sexy stuff, you can like that one. And then Nightmare Toys. You can find Nightmare Toys
Yes.
on all social media as well. We're on YouTube, Snapchat, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram. We're on everything, Nightmare Toys and Nightmare Cafe. So make sure you're following both of those.
Yeah, definitely. And you have your own podcasts you do fairly weekly.
Yeah.
And you have your lives that you do
I do
a
that
lot.
weekly
So,
too.
yeah.
Yeah, Nightmare Podcast, me and Brian, he's my manager, Brian the Horror Guru on Instagram. Yeah, me and him, he's been a really good friend of mine for a long time, and I actually met him at Texas Frightmare.
That's
I
cool.
had known him beforehand from ordering from Nightmare Toys, but finally met him at Texas Frightmare in 2018, and now he's my manager.
That's
And
awesome.
yeah, so we love to talk about horror. So,
Yeah.
Nightmare Podcast, you can watch us on that. And then I have my Live with Christy show that I do every Wednesday at 2 o'clock Pacific. And that's just me talking about several horror movies, reviewing movies, talking about what's going on with myself or with the store, showing products, events, whatever's happening.
That's awesome. All right. All right, yeah, definitely go check her out. She's got lots of great stuff. And go check out the store. They have a ton of cool stuff there at the store as well. So I know it's a destination for anybody that goes through Vegas. So
Yeah.
yeah. All right. Well, that's all I've got for today. Thank you again for coming on the show. It's always fun having you here.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's always
Yeah.
fun.
I'm glad. And we'll definitely get you on again soon.
Sounds good.
Thanks again to Christy for joining me. On Friday, Ashley Thomas returns to talk about the Hawkeye TV show. And on Monday, Arielle Power Shop returns to the show to talk about her upcoming new book, Millennial Nasties, and about The Strangers and The Collector. Thanks for listening. Creepy and Geeky is a part of the Morbidly Beautiful Podcast Network. Please check out morbidlybeautiful.com/podcasts for more great shows. If you like what you've heard, please consider giving the show 5 stars and a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Also, please share the podcast on social media to help spread the word. Make sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast app or at creepyandgeeky.com. Music for the podcast is Gratitude, composed by Harper Smith. You can follow the podcast on social media at Creepy and Geeky on both Twitter and Instagram. If you'd like to follow me, I'm GeekThulu on Twitter and Geek.Thulu on Instagram. You can support the podcast by ordering teas and more on TeePublic or by donating to the coffee page. All of the links are in the show notes. Finally, don't forget, stay creepy.